Trumos Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin continues the discussion of a guy who has two boxes, one of Truma and one of Chulin, and he mixes them up. Zora es achas mehen. If he planted the contents of one of the two boxes, normally when one plants Truma, if he did it b'shogeg, he has to plow under the Truma that he just planted because it is going to be usher for him. He has to uproot all of the roots. Everything has to be taken out. And if he does not, the gidulim, the new growths that come because of it, are in fact considered to be Truma. If he does it b'mezid, they're automatically Truma. He has to let it all grow and then give it to Truma. So, he plants one of the boxes, but he's putter. In fact, he's putter from this case of planting Truma because he doesn't know that he planted Truma for certain. It could be that he planted the Chulin. Vahashaniya, and the second box that he did not plant, Nohegba Ketruma, he should treat it as Truma and assume that the one that he did not plant is Truma. Vachayev es b'chala div Rabbi Meir, and consistent with his earlier opinion, Rabbi Meir says you have to take off challah when you, in fact, use it to make dough. Rabbi Meir considers it to be Truma in every way, but we are machmir with Meduma and say challah is taken off as well. Rabbi Yossi poter, and Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to take off Truma from using it. On the other hand, Zora Acher es Hashniya, if a different person comes along, sees the remaining box that we were going to treat as Truma, and then he plants that, putter, he is putter as well, because he doesn't know that he definitely planted Truma. It could be the one that he planted was the Chulin and the other one was Truma. Since neither one can be proven conclusively to be Truma, they're both putter. Zora echad eshtehen. But if one person planted both boxes, contents, then he's definitely chayav for something because he planted both of the boxes. Bedavar shezaro kala mutar. If he planted some sort of produce where the seed is destroyed by the growing process, and that's most kinds of produce, wheat and other kinds of plants for the most part, the seed decomposes once you put it in the ground, then mutter, then we say that we're going to treat it like we ordinarily treat meduma, where we say something where the seed is gone, we are lenient to that, because meduma in the first place isn't necessarily truma, and so because this guy isn't certain which one was the truma, we will give him the kula of meduma and say don't worry about it. But if he planted something like onions or garlic, where the original planting remains intact, then the one that was truma remains truma, then usur, then it is forbidden, not only the original planting, but everything else that grows also, we have to treat as truma, and so everything is usur in that case. Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. Ha'isha shahaisa ocheles b'truma. There was a woman who was eating truma, and she was allowed to. She was the wife of a kohen, and she was eating truma. Bo v'amrula, and they come to her in the middle of her eating the truma, and they say, meis ba'aleich. Your husband just died this minute. O Ger Sheikh, or your husband just divorced you this minute. How is it possible that she would not know about a divorce? In this case, perhaps she sent the shliach to accept the get and told him, accept it when you get to a certain place. When you get to Syracuse, New York, pick it up. It turns out the shliach caught an express train and got to Syracuse sooner than she had expected. So she thought she was going to be divorced tomorrow, and it turns out she was divorced today without her knowledge. And v'chein ha'evet haya ochel b'truma. A servant who was the slave of a kohen was eating truma as he is allowed to. Uvo v'omrulo, and they come and they tell him, meis rabcho, while you're in the middle of eating truma, your master just died. O mecharcho l'Yisrael, or your master just sold you to Yisrael this minute, so you can't eat truma anymore. O nesanach b'matana, or your master gave you as a matana to Yisrael, so you're not entitled to eat truma. O asach ben chorin, or your master just freed you this minute, and so you can't eat truma anymore. Or, besides the woman and the slave, b'chein kohen shai ochel b'truma, a kohen was eating truma, as he's permitted to, v'noda shahu ben grusha o ben chalutza, and it is suddenly found out in the genealogical records that he is what they call a chalal, the son of a gerusha, a divorced woman who illegally married a kohen, who's not supposed to marry a divorcee. Or his mother had hidden the fact that she was a chalutza who had gotten chalitza, and she also was not allowed to marry a kohen. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Karen B'chomish. Rabbi Eliezer says, since he was eating truma that he is not entitled to eat anymore. He has to pay the Karen and the Chomesh just like anybody else would, and so too for the woman who ate truma illicitly now. She thought she was allowed to, but turns out in the middle she wasn't. Rabbi Yeshua poter. But Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're poter, because once you started eating it beheter, then you can continue on. This is an ones, not even a regular shogeg. Now, why is Rabbi Yehoshua going to be so makil? So the Mefarshim explained that this is a very unique case. It's Erev Pesach right before Chatzos. They were eating Chametz Truma to try to get rid of it as quickly as possible before the Rabbanon mandated time when you have to get rid of all your Chametz and do your beer Chametz. They were so preoccupied with consuming the Chametz that in a sense they were trying to do it as a mitzvah before Pesach. And therefore, because they were in a situation, they can't be held responsible for checking out their genealogy or their husband's status at a moment when they were trying to hustle it up and get ready for Pesach. So it's going to be a little bit of a strange Pesach for them, but things have changed for them on Erev Pesach in this case. Haya omed umakriv agavim mizbeach. In a by the way case, while we're talking about our friend the Cholol, who's not a real Kohen, he's a czar in every respect, if he, under the mistaken presumption that he was a kosher Kohen, was standing and bringing a korban on the Mizbeach, offering the sacrifice, doing the Kohen's avoda, the way he always had, v'noda shehu ben grusha o ben chalutza, and he finds out at that moment that he is a chalol, the son of an ineligible woman who shouldn't have married a Kohen. Rabbi Eliezer omer, kol ha-korbono shehikrev agavayim Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer says, all of the korbanos that he had brought on the Mizbeach, psulim, all of them are pasul, because he was always an invalid Kohen. So we have to start now tracing back all of the different karbanos that this alleged Kohen had ever brought, and we have to do a recall and tell them that they all have to bring new karbanos, because the Kohen that brought them wasn't allowed to do the avoda. V'Rabbi Yoshua machshir. But Rabbi Yoshua says that they are kosher. All sacrifices by a cholol are not disqualified, and he brings a pasuk from, of all things, Vizosa Bracha, from the Bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Levi. It says, Borech Hashem Chelo, bless O Hashem Chelo, Umeal Yodav Tirtzeh, and favor the work of his hands. Chelo, translated usually as his resources, Rabbi Yoshua uses drash to say it means a cholol. Even a cholol, if he brought avoda, it's going to be acceptable, even though he shouldn't really have done it in the first place. Nodashuhu baal mum. However, if he finds out that he in fact has a physical mum that disqualifies him completely for the kahuna, as we will learn eventually in Masechtas Bechoros what the different mumen are, and he didn't know he had one, and the doctor's report comes back, yes, you have a mum, avodaso psula, then his avoda is completely pasul. This comes from a different pasuk in the Torah that says, Ish mizarach ha'ladoro sam, any man from your seed, he says to Aaron HaKohen, for all the generations, asher yiyabo mum, that he has a mum, lo yikrav lahakriv lechem alokov. He cannot come near to offer the food of Hashem. It also then adds what seems to be redundant, on l'zbech lo yigash ki mumbo, lo yichalel es mikdoshai. He's not allowed to bring my kachim. And so we see that a Kohen with a mum is prohibited, and if he did so, it's going to be pasul completely. Another pasuk that's connected to that is a pasuk regarding Pinchas. It says that Hashem gives Brisi Shalom, my covenant of peace, and they darshan Shalom to Shalem, because the Vav is broken in the Torah. It's got a little piece missing. That's intentional so that you can read it as shalem, to tell you that the Kohen has to be shalem, otherwise his avoda is pasul.